State lawmakers will be back at the Capitol on Monday to start their 2019 session, and in advance of that, we wanted to get a sense of what some of the big issues might be this year. So we reached out to a few advocacy groups to find out what their priorities are. Today, the Arizona Chamber of Commerce and Industry. Glenn Hammer is the group's president and CEO, and he spoke with our co-host Mark Brody about the things he and his members most want lawmakers and the governor to be talking about and doing this year.
Well, first we want to say is we appreciate that this governor and the legislature have put Arizona in a position where we're one of the fastest growing states in the country, and Maricopa County is the fastest growing county in the United States. So we want to keep on trucking with good policy. But in terms of the big issues that are in front of us, I'd say the number one issue right now is making sure that the legislature passes a drought contingency plan that gives our Arizona Department of Water Resources the ability to work with other states and protect the levels of Lake Mead so that Arizona's water security is secured for years to come.
What specifically are you hearing from your members about that? Because I think for some folks, they might think that's not really a Chamber of Commerce type issue.
Oh, it's a huge issue, a huge Chamber of Commerce type issue. And the reason why is my former boss, Senator John Kyle, has said a million times that water's economic development. The state of Arizona can only continue to grow if we have a secure supply of water. And you look at the importance of the Central Arizona Project to the state of Arizona. There is no way in the world Arizona would have grown to now be the 14th largest state. We're larger than the state of Massachusetts. We just passed 7 million people if we did not have a secure supply of water. So it's not something that necessarily you think about when you get up every morning, because our leaders have, thank goodness, always risen to the occasion to make sure that Arizona is protecting its ability to grow through secure water supplies.
When you talk about growth, and Arizona obviously is a growth state, it's relied on growth for a big part of its economy for a number of years now. Do you see a point in time where that's not going to be as big for Arizona, where we maybe don't max out, but we're sort of approaching that point where the state has to maybe look to or should be looking to other ways to really boost its economy?
In my opinion, Arizona should always pursue policies that inspire other human beings from around the country and around the world to come here. Growth is good. We're the freest country in the world, and it says a lot that in the freest country in the world, that when people are voting with their feet, they're moving into the state of Arizona and particularly Maricopa County area. We always want to grow. Now, we want to make sure that we're meeting all of our needs. We want to make sure we're meeting our transportation needs, our education needs, our water needs. But growing is a good thing. And the second Arizona goes in a different direction, it would be undoing the 100-plus year history of our state.
All right, so you mentioned transportation, and I want to ask you more specifically about that, because a lot of folks talk about how the infrastructure around the state is not maybe in the best shape that it could be, and there have been various efforts over the years to maybe raise the gas tax or raise money in other ways to try to fix some of that stuff. How important is that to you and to the chamber that the state this year look at some way to maybe increase and improve the state's infrastructure situation?
Well, we want to make sure that we're continuing to improve our infrastructure. That is very important. We have been making progress as a state. The amount in terms of the Highway Trust Fund, we've seen more allocations towards that over the last several years. There's also been a very smart efforts by the executive branch and the legislature to make sure that where we have dollars to put into investment, we're doing it in the most economically beneficial way. And particularly, there's been an emphasis on routes connecting us to our largest trading partner, Mexico. So we're going to continue to work this on the state, local, and federal issue. We do think that there's certainly room for on the federal side, particularly with a split government, for there to be a big infrastructure bill. And if there is, we're going to do everything we can to get funding for things like I-11, which would better connect us with Mexico and ultimately with our friends up north in Canada.
Every year, it seems there are some sort of under-the-radar issues that percolate up and bubble up and become things that nobody ever thought they'd be talking about. Anything like that, that's sort of on your radar that maybe not on other people's radars that you're pushing for?
You know, it's funny that you mentioned that, because it is absolutely true that every year, no matter what we do to try to control or to try to make sure that we have a good grasp over every issue, there's always some sort of surprise. One of the issues that I do think that's going to come up is skills. Skills, skills, skills. We're at a unique point in our state's history where we have more jobs open than people to fill them. That's a great problem, but it is still a problem, because you have employers that desperately need workers with skills that are not currently in the labor market. So I believe you're going to continue to see the business community, including the Arizona Chamber, work very hard to make sure that we have funding for our community colleges, our universities, as well as incentivizing some of our career and technical education programs, particularly in those areas where we know that employers have a shortage of workers. So we're going to be pushing for basically a career and technical education bonus for certain high demand areas this legislative session. Our career technical education programs in the state is one of the greatest stories in Arizona. 98% of the students who are in these programs graduate from high school. That's an astonishing number, and we should be encouraging more kids to get things like college credit and career technical education to prepare them for the world after they leave our high schools.
All right. That's Glenn Hammer, President and CEO of the Arizona Chamber of Commerce and Industry. Glenn, thanks a lot for coming in.
Thank you.